Prologue. The sound came first, a sharp crack that cut through the warm morning air like a bone snap. Then, chaos, not for miles long. Everyone else dropped. Screams rippled through the crowd. Bodies scrambled to the pavement. Agents finally moved like they'd just remembered their jobs. But Miles, he stood still, just watching. One hand hovered near his sidearm, out of muscle memory, but he didn't draw. He'd already seen enough. The so-called shooter was sloppy. Too slow. Too clean. The angle was wrong. No trained assassin would post up there, not with all those sight lines. And when the shot rang out, the man behind the podium didn't even flinch. Instead, the president, yes, that president, raised his fist in the air, not ducking, not running, not even glancing at the agents now swarming him like ants on spilled soda. "Wait, my shoe!" the man barked, bending over awkwardly as two suits tried to drag him off stage. "I dropped my goddamn shoe!" That's when it hit Miles harder than the bullet that never came close. This wasn't an attack. It was a performance, a message, or a test. He turned away from the scene, walking back through the crowd like it was just another Tuesday. That was the last day Miles Long wore a suit for someone else.